Europe, and it continues to exist today. And as far as the Jews are concerned, it always existed. Now, the Jews were not faced with those problems. So if you read the Svarim, if you read the works of the rabbis, the works of literature that were written in Western Europe in the 1500s and early 1600s, you read of chaos, you read of war, you read of terrible uncertainties, and if you read the works of the Eastern Europeans, it's as though they're not living in the same world, because none of those problems spilled over to them. Now, the Protestant Revolution was the first time in the history of Western Europe that the establishment lost. The established church was beaten. Now, it made a comeback in the Counter-Reformation, in the founding of the Jesuits by Ignatius de Loyola. And in the fact that the church reformed itself, cleansed itself of many of the accusations that had been legitimately raised against it, and it solved those problems, but it was like a little too little and a little too late, at least as far as the Protestant Revolution was concerned. But that fact was not lost upon the Jewish people, that an established religion that had controlled its adherents for 1,000 years was beaten, and that successfully a large chunk of its adherents broke off and made their own brand of Christianity, and said that their brand of Christianity was not any less holy than the original one. In fact, they said they were right, and they were able to maintain it. Now, I don't want to go into the matter of reform. We will get there, God willing, another few lectures. But the parallelisms with Reformed Judaism, I think, are very accurate. The Reformed Judaism was able to establish itself as being prophetic Judaism, as being the Jewish religion, breaking off from the establishment, surviving, eliminating the ancient Hebrew language and substituting a vernacular language, in doing all sorts of things that even today are unbelievable, that are theologically shocking. And they were able to do it, and to do it successfully, because they emulated an example which existed in Europe, and which had been successful in Europe, and which had been accepted not only by the Protestants, accepted by the Catholic world as well. From the 1600s on, the church never again tried by force of arms to bring the Protestants back into the Roman Church. A tacit understanding, a tacit agreement, a peace treaty existed between them, in which it does until today. And that does not mean that there are not radicals on both sides that would like to destroy the other side, but you don't hear the Pope railing against Protestantism, and you hear very little except in certain radical Protestant sects, you hear very little of the venom that existed even 30 years ago against the Roman Catholic Church. Different times, different situations. And that would reflect itself in the Jewish world as well. The echoes of it, living in such a society, it was very possible for it to occur. I think it's also no accident, therefore, that Reform was born in Germany, because that was the country that had produced Luther and Protestantism and had legitimatized it, and that was a place where it could be done again. And it had that overtone to it. Needless to say,